Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Frank Roan, Cliff Edwards, Sammy Fain, and Art Hickman, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 16th, marked the birth in 1893 in Lowell, Massachusetts, of Francis John Roan. He was generally called Frank and also went by the nickname of Peach. Very little is known about Roan other than that he managed bands in the Commodore Ballroom in Lowell and had his own band in which his daughter, Mary Catherine, was a singer. It's not even known what, if any, instrument Frank Roan played. About half of Roan's records recorded by Victor were issued as by Roan's Pennsylvanians, apparently a publicity gimmick taking advantage of the popularity of Waring's Pennsylvanians, since Roan doesn't seem to have played in Pennsylvania. But the band is no gimmick, as you'll hear in these three from Roan's Pennsylvanians.
And a deep blue sea. Now I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Say I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, Fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Beep, bye, bo, fado.
Beep, bye, bo, fado.
Bella, da, dee, 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 dee,
do. The devil and the deep blue sea.
Beep, bye, bo, da, dee, 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 do.
Just forget there is a judgment day. Don't let them turn and call you yeller. Just make them say that you're a great fella. Here's how. When you're feeling blue and low down, take a trip and just go down to the river, cast your sins away.
Thank you.
Springs, Pennsylvanians, with Cliff Nazaro providing the vocal on Cast Your Sins Away from June 2, 1932. Before that, it was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea with the vocal duo by Bobby Roberts and someone identified only as Snowball. That was recorded January 4, 1932, in the same session as the song which began our tribute to Frank Roan, When You and I Were Young, Maggie. When You and I Were Young, Maggie was written by George W. Johnson and James Austin Butterfield. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 14th, marked the birth in 1895 in Hannibal, Missouri, of Cliff Edwards. He got his start in show business in St. Louis, singing and accompanying himself on the ukulele. He developed an improvised singing style that he called Ethan, where his voice imitated a hot trumpet or kazoo solo, and he would interject these Ethan solos into his songs. In 1917, he moved to Chicago, where he took on a job as a singer in the Arsonia Cafe. He then formed a vaudeville act with Joe Frisco, a stuttering comedian and dancer, and the team eventually played at the Palace in New York City and in the Ziegfeld Follies. After Edwards and Frisco broke up, Cliff teamed up with another dancer and singer named Pierce Keegan. They billed their act as Keegan and Edwards' Jazz As Is, toured the vaudeville circuit, and recorded 5 songs for Columbia, which unfortunately were never issued. This act broke up in mid-1920, and Edwards then teamed up with Lou Clayton, who went on to work with Jimmy Durante in vaudeville. In 1922, Edwards recorded his first records with Ladd's Black Aces and Bailey's Lucky Seven. In 1924, he appeared in George Gershwin's Lady Be Good on Broadway, where he introduced the song Fascinatin' Rhythm. In 1929, Edwards scored another hit with his version of Singin' in the Rain in the movie The Hollywood Review of 1929, and he went on to appear in more than 100 motion pictures. He was cast as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the Disney animated feature Pinocchio, where he sang When You Wish Upon a Star, which won the Oscar in 1940 for Best Song. It's estimated that Edwards sold 74 million records during his career. Despite all of this success and earning millions of dollars throughout his career, he went bankrupt several times and died in 1971, broke and forgotten. But he's not forgotten on this show. Here's Cliff Edwards.
I've tried many ways to chase the blues, but I find there's just one scheme to you. Your clouds of gray will drift away if you keep this in mind each day. Keep on crooning it soon. Don't give sorrow chances to bloom. You'll see the bluebirds coming near when they hear notes of cheer. So keep on crooning just like a bird, warble morn, night, and noon. If you want to drive away the gloom, keep on crooning a tune. Thank you.
together, together, always together. That's how it used to be. Together, together, heedless of weather. Now there is only me, dear. We stroll the lane together, laugh at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before, and Mary's a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet, cute turtle dove. About my loving, she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. Thank you. give it to Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove. Because you see, I'm so bashful and shy, I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion. When I give it to Mary with love, I mean a diamond. I'll give it to Mary with love.
Well, there's a trio of songs which display the range of Cliff Edwards' repertoire and styles. We started off with Keep On Croonin' a Tune from December of 1925. Keep On Croonin' a Tune was written by Sammy Fain, Irving Weil, Jimmy McHugh, and Lee Terry. That was followed by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson's Together, recorded January 3, 1928. We finished up with a private recording of Cliff Edwards' own composition, I'm Gonna Give It to Mary with Love, recorded October 25, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL-FM Avalon.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 13th, marked the birth in 1886 in Oakland, California, of bandleader Art Hickman. Before the turn of the century, the family moved to San Francisco, where Art maintained his residence throughout his adult life, other than for a few years in the 20s when he lived in Los Angeles. At 13, Art was working as a Western Union messenger, and at 16, as a janitor in a theater. Although he had no formal musical training, he played drums and piano by ear, and by 1913 was the entertainment manager at the Schutz Theater in San Francisco. His first professional engagement was playing for evening dances at the San Francisco Seals baseball team training camp in Boys Hot Springs, north of the city. James Woods, manager of the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, heard the band and hired it to play at the hotel. Hickman's 1917 composition Rose Room is named after one of the dining and dancing spots in the hotel. He also worked as a pianist and, beginning in 1918, recorded more than 20 duet piano roles for the QRS Company with artists such as J. Russell Robinson and Pete Wendling. The band first recorded in New York in 1919 for Columbia, and the following year returned for 20 weeks to play in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920. By this time, Hickman was the highest-paid orchestra leader in the country. In September of 1921, the band opened the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, and in June of 1923, Hickman was hired as amusement director at the new Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel. Hickman's orchestra played in the supper room and could be heard on remote radio broadcasts over KHJ. Art Hickman died on January 16, 1930. Here are three from Art Hickman.
Thank you.
Art Hickman and his orchestra, September 25th, 1919, with an Art Hickman-Ben Black collaboration, Hold Me. Hold Me was preceded by Alone With You, written by John Alden and recorded in Oakland, California on June 13th, 1924. We began our tribute to Art Hickman with another Hickman composition, Come Back to Georgia, also from September 25th, 1919. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, June 17th, marked the birth in 1902 of Samuel Feinberg. You may know him better as Sammy Fain, but if not, you certainly know his songs. For over 40 years, the Oscar-winning musician and composer wrote for stage and screen. His career began working for a music publisher and as a singer and pianist in radio and vaudeville. His first published song was Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do, with lyric by Irving Mills and Al Dubin and recorded by Sophie Tucker. From 1926 until 1942, he collaborated primarily with Irving Kale, producing such hits as I'll Be Seeing You, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, By a Waterfall, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Fain's 30s Broadway credits include Everybody's Welcome, Right This Way, Hell's a Poppin', and George White's Scandals of 1939. Between 1930 and 1958, Fain wrote for more than 30 movies, including The Big Pond, the Marx Brothers comedy Monkey Business, Footlight Parade, Goin' to Town, starring Mae West, and Dames, in which Fain appeared as a songwriter. He was nominated for Academy Awards 9 times and won his first Oscar for the song Secret Love from 1953's Calamity Jane, and his second for the title song from 1955's Love is a Many Splendid Thing. He continued composing into the 1970s. Sammy Fain died of a heart attack in Los Angeles on December 6, 1989. He was known as the crooning composer, and in addition to composing, he also sang and recorded, as in these three examples.
I love to listen to the whippoorwill and watch the sun creep o'er the hill. I greet the newborn day, and then I'm on my way. I love to wander neath the open sky and let the world go drifting by. I'm happy as can be. Here's my philosophy. When cares pursue me, I'm never gloomy. I keep on singing a song. Though the clouds hang low, I laugh at woe and go roll, roll, rolling along. No need to hurry, no need to worry, that things are gonna go wrong. Like the birds that sing, I dream of spring as I'm roll, roll, rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket, give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, and I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers, I'll stay away from the throng. Let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm roll, roll, rolling along. Rolling, just like a rolling stone, I'm rolling. And though I haven't got a goal in view, I'm rolling on my way, just rolling along. Rolling, I want to live and die, I'm rolling. Just let me spend my life a rolling on, I'm rolling on till the judgment day says. Thank you. the moon for a blanket. Give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, and I'll make the desert my bed. I'm never homing, I'm always roaming, and life to me is a song. Let the cold winds blow, in rain or snow, I'll keep rolling along.
Look at the morning glories round my windowsill. Look at the sun come peeping behind that distant hill. This is my day to sing and shout, hallelujah for joy. There'll be a big time, big dance and jig time soon. Oh boy, oh joy, what a day. See those skies just as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul, she's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, this thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. Oh, what a day, hold that rice, come on, parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me. Bought this and that and fixed up a flat and everything. One early morning, we heard the doorbell ding, dong, ding. Out on the step, an army stood, uncles, aunties, and all. 40 or more came inside the door and said, we've come to call. What a day. I felt weak. 20 kids playing hide and seek. What a day for somebody and me. What a day. Uncle John walked around with his rubbers on. What a day for somebody and me. They had to eat, and let me tell you this while I'm able. Grandpa took his teeth right out at the table. What a day. When they went, we were gray and our backs were bent. What a day for somebody and me. Topsy-turvy, and that's a certain sign that either heat's affecting me or someone's on my mind. Honest, I'm no kidder, I don't thrill easily, but here's what I consider the greatest thrill to me. To be in love is simply wonderful. To be in love, especially with you. To hold your hand is simply marvelous. I'd say it's grand, especially with you. Every smile adds a year to my life, dear. Your kiss, think of what one could do. To be in love, oh, ain't it just too bad? To be in love, especially with you. Thank you. I'm beside you, say I'm beside myself. My heart keeps jumping up and down just like a woodland elf. I've had sweet sensations, but none like this, you see. It's more than fascination that has the best of me. To be in love is simply wonderful. Oh, to be in love, especially with you. To hold your hand is simply marvelous. Oh, I'd say it's grand, especially with you. Every smile adds a year to my life, dear. Your kiss, think of what one could do. To be in love, ain't it the darndest thing? Oh, to be in love, especially with you.
The crooning composer, Sammy Fain. We began with Row, Row, Rollin' Along, composed by Murray Mencher with the lyrics by Billy Mall and Harry Richman. That's from a Velvet Tone 78 recorded on June 16, 1930. That was followed by Harry M. Wood's What a Day from a Harmony 78 recorded May 10, 1929. And we finished up with the flip side of What a Day, To Be in Love, recorded in that same session.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Glenn Oswald's Serenaders. Thank you. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Glenn Oswald's Serenaders and O Peter. Glenn Oswald's Serenaders was formed in Portland, Oregon, and played in Portland's Winter Garden Theater. On June 16th of 1924, they recorded O Peter and two other titles, all of which were rejected by Victor. But the band recorded again in Oakland, California on September 5th, and O Peter and You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine were released soon after. You hear Rube Bloom quite often on this show, playing piano in various bands, but there he was in a solo piano recording of Nacio Herb Brown's The Doll Dance from June 16, 1927. Then it was the Dorsey Brothers as The Travelers, with Jimmy Dorsey directing the band on Breakaway, written by Con Conrad, Sidney Mitchell, and Archie Gottler. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶